the thing that's hit me about Drake is, as I knew about him, I'd seen some of his tape. He only played, what, nine games last year, broke his foot. And so he got limited action. But he already had 1,000 yards receiving and like 88 receptions through eight games. And you're thinking, my goodness, right, the numbers. But then when you watch him, his short area quickness for a big dude is better than I thought it was going to be. And he's got more top end speed than he was given credit for, too. You see a guy, oh, he ran 4.5 or he ran whatever it was at the combine, and say, well, that's the kind of pedestrian when you got guys that are running 4.3 or you got guys. Then all of a sudden you find out when he at 6.5 with the pads on, he's still 4.5. Because there's guys that'll run 4.3 with the underwear on, and then you put the pads on them, and all of a sudden now they're 4.5 or they're 4.55. This dude doesn't lose any speed, and his short area quickness is better. And he's got such great size and leverage to get guys off of him. He plays with great strength at the receiver position, too, which I think gets undersold. So I think the guy is going to be a benefit on third down to move the chains. I think he's going to be a benefit down in the red zone because now you got matchup issues with size.
For sure.
With Edwards, and Pitts. You got guys, three guys that are 6'3 or better that you can throw those goalpost throws and stuff and have guys go get it. And just his body to be able to play pinball.
Well, the basketball background, Tony Gonzalez is right. Another great example. When you're an elite basketball player, there's a lot of the skill set that carries over to being an NFL pass catcher.
Absolutely, absolutely, because you're talking about ball placement from the quarterback.
Yep.
So now the receiver's expecting that. I'm looking for an off-shoulder throw. And his wingspan and his catch radius is dynamic when you start talking about where can I throw it if I'm Marcus Mariota getting the ball.
I didn't think of that, though. You have that many guys who are 6'2", 6'3", plus. You're usually going to have a corner or a nickel guy in there that's undersized at some point.
Yeah.
Now, how do we match up? Because, okay, we know Kyle's going to be a beast in the red zone. Now you got London in there as well. It does certainly make it a little tougher when we get close to try to contend with all that.
And it screws it up from a defensive coordinator standpoint, State, because if I've got a call that I want to make defensively and I think London's going to be on the outside or Pitts is going to be on the inside, I'm thinking that, and all of a sudden we flip-flop that, or all of a sudden those two guys are on the same side of the field and I want to get my two best cover guys on that. Well, sometimes mirroring those guys and bringing my two corners over might not match up. Now, all of a sudden, I've got my nickel one-on-one on the backside, and he's not been playing corner. He's been playing inside. So it creates matchup issues. It creates scheme problems potentially for the defense. And think about what I've got to do on a red zone or a third down Wednesday or third down Thursday, trying to get ready to try to match up with these different formations, these gigantic receivers. Oh, by the way, here comes Cordarrelle Patterson. Here comes, you know, Tyler Allgeier. So you hope it all comes together.
Yeah.
Now, we got to have those five guys up front knock people on the ground, right? And that's what's got to happen.